You're listening to The Uncoded Show with Justin Burns. Tap in now.
What's up? What's up? What's up, guys? Listen, y'all can hear the excitement in my voice. I am back with another episode of The Uncoded Show. It has been a while, and these are going to be more consistent. I promise you, forgive me, I am going to be consistent. Let me just kind of bring you guys in, and then we're going to talk about what we are going to talk about today, which is build your business like you are going to sell it, even if you have no plans on selling it. So over the past few weeks, I've been on this high. We just finished up our annual event, MemberCon 2023. It was so life-changing. We had hundreds of creators from all over the world flying to Atlanta, ATL, Georgia, came and experienced life transformation. I did the last MemberCon back in 2019. So it's been 4 years and people still showed up. And as you guys probably hear me talk about, I went through a very big spiritual awakening that really had me kind of shifting my business practices and shifting a lot of things. And so part of what I want to talk about today is, and what I noticed, and this is connected to MemberCon, and then we got Maestro 2.0 launching. We got so many different changes, right? But part of what I want to talk about is building your business as like you were going to sell it, even if you have no plans on selling it. And this came from actually one of my good friends, Ace Chapman. He was at the event and he's a venture capitalist. If you don't know what a venture capitalist is, they invest in other people's companies. Also private equity, which is acquiring companies. And he said this, he said that creators who are creating coaching programs and high ticket programs and all those different things, he said they have no exit plan. Typically, they have no exit plan. They're not selling any of their programs, and they typically don't look at, you know, they don't add components. They just kind of, if they stop creating, if they create podcasts, they create programs, they just don't stop, right? They just, or should I say they stop. They just don't like reinvent the programs and try to do those things. What they typically do is they just stop creating and they just move on to something else. Where I'm here to tell you that I don't want that to happen to you, all right? So we're going to prevent that today. And if you are a coach creator, I want you to understand that even if you are selling one-off products, one-time products get you one-time rich, okay? One-time products get you one-time rich. And I know, you know, some people are going to go, well, Justin, I know some people making millions of dollars selling $27 eBooks and they're making millions of dollars. But let me tell you, they're never going to outbeat what I call the law of linear growth. And kind of let me break that down to you. The law of linear growth states that things are going to, especially when you have things like compounding interest and it keeps rising, it keeps stacking on top of each other, the growth line is going to continue to go up and up and up. Okay. Now, I'm not telling you that you can't sell one-off products. So if you have a $27 ebook or you have a $37 ebook or you have a $97 course, it is nothing wrong with you selling one-time products. But again, let me restate this. One-time products will make you one-time rich, okay? One-time products will make you one-time rich. And so part of what I want to inject into your business is build a recurring business model, no matter what it is. And think about, like, how can I keep refining my offer? How can I keep refining my business to keep adding to it, to keep adding to the ability for me to constantly, over and over and over again, keep increasing my revenue, where if some, you know, venture capitalists or whatever, if they were to come into my business, the question becomes is how would they look at my business? How would they perceive my business? How would they view my business? Would it be sellable? Even if you have no plans on selling it, is my business sellable? That's a great question. And most people don't answer that question, right? And so what I want to impart on you is that's number one. Number two is to really think about, again, most people are solo entrepreneurs, but one of the books that I love, that I recommend to a lot of entrepreneurs read is called Traction, which is talking about having these different components of your business that you structure it the right way, where you understand where your business is going. It doesn't matter what revenue you're building. One of the biggest things, I've been doing this for almost 13 years, and let me tell you the biggest mistake that I see people make. It is this. The biggest mistake that people make is that they treat their business based on where their revenue is. And if you want a recipe for failure, that is one of the biggest things that you could do to fail, is to treat your business as though you were at this certain revenue level. You have to treat your business sometimes a couple levels up. And there's nothing wrong with budgeting and staying within the confines of your budget. However, if you want to elevate, if you want to go to the next level, if you want to consistently be able to grow a company and be able to do that consistently, then what I urge you to do on a big level is to think about how you can make your business sellable, even if you have no plans on selling it. All right. So I love you guys. To all of my crew out there who listens to our podcast religiously, I appreciate you guys. We are back with a consistent episode of the Uncoded Show. Make sure you like, share, and comment this out to everyone so that they can get amazing episodes just like this that will transform their business and transform their lives. I love you. I'll see you guys soon. Peace.
You just finished listening to The Uncoded Show with Justin Burns. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this out. We'll see you in the next episode.